I'm standing with Chiquina, who's one of the protesters that pled guilty today. What does this conviction mean for you?
I feel this conviction, the fact that I had to plead guilty, is a loss for me, because I feel like as the community, we should not be penalized for something that was already illegal doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for instance, why am I getting charges or have to pay a fine when you did something illegal? You know? Or why aren't you in court for illegally evicting a tenant during a pandemic? So it's just asinine to me, and I don't feel that is right that I have to pay a fine or because police or the landlord don't want to do their job properly. So I feel like it's a real injustice.
What was the DA originally trying to charge you with?
Well, it was always trespassing for me during the beginning. So I didn't get any protester charge.
And will this affect your decision to join future actions?
No. It will not. It actually helps me to go even further, because that's an injustice by itself. So I feel as though if the community cannot say, hey, this is wrong, and just stand on property and tell you that this is wrong, that's shutting the community up, and that's taking away our right. So,
you know, I don't know if this was asked before, but I asked this to your attorney, and the order of protection,
excessive.
I'm sure, which still continues. I'm sure you don't want to be around Michael Ginsburg.
No.
So I'm interested in why you wanted it dropped.
Oh no, we didn't want the order of protection. He wanted the order of protection against us. So. I wish I felt that it was very excessive. That was the first time we ever met him or seen him or whatnot, and that's to tell him and everybody else, like, what you're doing is wrong. And me and my lawyer, our lawyer, has said that we're not going to run into you. You know, again, we're not going to seek you out. I felt like that he was trying to overreach and say that, he's scared of us type thing. And, you know, the court granted it. So, you know.
Yeah. Now, employment is very unfair, and I don't currently know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this affect you in terms of a mark?
Unemployment?
Yeah.
Well, I have to report to my job that, you know, I did go to court and I have an order of protection.
Yeah.
But I know for some of us that it affects the job, as in like slowing down income and whatnot. So
Well, thank you. And also, in terms of just your regular activism itself, how has this slowed things down? Because you've had to focus on this.
No, it didn't slow me down.
It didn't slow you down.
No, I did as they wish. You know, I stayed away from him. Or whatnot. I didn't bother him. I mean, and that was obsessive. Another thing that was obsessive during these 3 months that was happening, we didn't give you no indication that we was gonna ever bother you again. You know what I'm saying? All we were saying is that what you're doing is wrong or whatnot. Unfortunately, I'm not able to say if you do anything else wrong, you know, that, you know, I can't say anything, but because I've been shut up. But it hasn't stopped my movement. It hasn't stopped the fact that I'm going to continue. Whenever I see injustice, I'm going to say something.
Yeah. And the other thing that I know that we talked on the day of, you didn't meet Chastity at that point, right?
No.
Have you met Chastity since?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's that been?
She is, it's rough. You know, her going back and forth and then with her child until during this pandemic. But she's, I'm wishing her good wishes and stuff.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Ginsburg should be brought up on charges for illegally evicting a mother and her child.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Black folks, people of color, the poor, queer folks. Accounts from tenants and media continue to highlight the negative impact allowing these evictions to move on unabated has. During the most memorable health crisis in the last century,
Evicted tenants are left to rely on shelters or the sheltering of them by friends or family, all which potentially increase their exposure to COVID and are in violation of the social isolation suggested by the CDC. These are issues that are compounded by the role of police brutality in this process. Many tenants victimized by evictions have been victims of police brutality. These same police are active members in their housing destabilization. The police often work directly with landlords to illegally carry out evictions. Something must be done to protect these tenants from the combined hardships brought on by evictions and police brutality. If the state cannot protect us, we must protect ourselves, as we have always done. We take care of ourselves.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Housing is a human right. Shame on Troy, New York. Shame on Troy, New York. Shame on Troy, New York. Listen, we've been on the losing end in a time and space where peaceful protests and exercising of constitutional rights are determined by the tone of one's skin for far too long, right? We're sitting out here in the cold talking about an illegal eviction, right? Whatever we want to call it, we're talking about an illegal eviction, right? And then we're talking about four courageous individuals, right, that decided to stand up and say no more, right? No more. So we hear the chatter about what happened in Washington, about what happened I know what happened right here. I know what happened on October 20th, and that wasn't the first time. We seen the police turn their back on us so many times. We also seen it when an SUV came down and hit some protesters in front of the police. And the police did nothing. They did nothing. What they did do is they decided to turn their attention and their vitriol, right, on our black elders, on our black women, on our black and brown women. That's what they decided to do, right? This is what they always do, right? One of our greatest revolutionaries, right, Assata Shakur, she said, are you ready to sacrifice to end world hunger, to sacrifice to end colonialism, to end neocolonialism, to end racism, and to end sexism? And we can continue to go on and go on and go on. Another thing she said is she talked about revolution, right? And what is revolution? We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. A people's revolution cannot be stopped, right? Revolution means the end of exploitation. Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution is creative. Revolution is also courageous. Revolution is courageous. What these four individuals did was an epitome of courageous, right? We see a lot of us black and brown men sit on our couch and we play these video games, right? And we stand on the necks of our black and brown women, right? And we sit there and we say that we're gonna go out and we're gonna protect them. They don't need our protection. What they need, in my opinion, is somebody, right, to make sure they get what's promised to them.
We need support.
Right? That support, right? We don't need to, in our patriarchy, right, to stand on their necks. So I, as a black man, right, take my pulpit and stand here and say no more, right? How are we going to support? How are we going to look to the four and say this is the epitome of courage and let us take their leadership? Let us take their guidance. Let us take their spirituality. Let us take their healing, right, and bring us to where we need to go. This is a revolution, right? Why not look to these four, right, that can understand the physiological nature of what the hell is going on to us and what has been going on since we was brought to this land, right? Assata Shakur said this, and I'll end. She said, nobody in the world, nobody in history has ever gotten their freedom by appealing to the moral sense of the people who are oppressing them, right? Yeah. So we must do it. Continue to do the things that we have been doing, that's in our heart, that's in our spirit. Continue to fight Housing is a human right. We are here for Chastity, and we're here for these four strong individuals that's here to guide us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. Well,